Well, good morning. It's wonderful to be part of such a church family that likes being together and talking. But now it's time to hush. Yeah, hush. I am glad to welcome you to our worship service this morning and glad to welcome our visitors and guests. We hope you'll come back and worship with us again. Today is, of course, our annual congregational meeting following worship. I invite you, as soon as worship is over, just sit back down, and it'll be a few minutes while we get the choir and I get to divest ourselves of our robes, and then we'll be right back in and get started right away. And then following our congregational meeting, we have our a dinner back in the fellowship hall. Yay! So anyway, please join us. Also, don't forget that tonight is our community Thanksgiving worship at 7 o'clock at McGregor Presbyterian. Have an outstanding preacher coming tonight. No, I will be there, but instead. But that is at 7 o'clock at McGregor. We invite you all to come. By the way, if you haven't noticed, there will be an offering that will go to support sharing God's love. They're also inviting you to bring non-perishable food items. They've even borrowed our shopping cart to have over there at McGregor so that we can support them through that means as well. You may also have noticed, I saw lots of people gathered around, that the Giving Tree is up out in the narthex. Please make use of that as you desire to. Jonathan is not here today. This is one of those days. He had a conference in Denver, Colorado. So if you think it's cold for us, he's probably got it worse. But he sent me half a page of announcements. It says, "Greetings from Denver. Tonight, the youth will be making pizza with Joe Leonardi from 5 to 7 here at the church. Next weekend, there is no youth event. However, if you are bringing items to donate for our Williamsburg trip, please bring them to the church by next Sunday, the 25th. And I would remind you, the poster is still out with stockings on it, things that are still needed for that Williamsburg trip, that Christmas party we do down there every year. Please take note of those too. Sunday, December 2nd will be our trip to Williamsburg for the Christmas party. We'll leave after a quick blessing from Pastor Gary and be back around 6 p.m. All of you are invited, but please sign up so we can make sure about transportation. There should be a sign-up sheet in the narthex, he says. Okay, hope you find it. Sunday, December 9th, from 1 to 3, the Sun's Rays will offer to watch Redeemer's children so that parents can go shopping or do whatever else they need to. I have read all of his announcements. Let us prepare for our worship.
Thank you. Please rise.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who calls us into an everlasting hope, who guides us to springs of the water of life, who enlightens us with a spirit of wisdom.
Amen.
One with the communion of saints in all times and places, let us confess our sin against God and one another. O God, our merciful Redeemer, we confess the ways we live only for ourselves. We fail to see you in our neighbor's face. We turn our ears from voices that cry out. We pass by the hungry and the oppressed. In your great mercy, forgive our sin and strengthen us for service to all in need. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for you, and for his sake, God forgives you all your sins. Blessed are you. Rejoice and be glad, beloved people of God. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
God of life and love and freedom, praise and glory forevermore. Now is the feast of the Lamb once slain, whose blood has fled and united us to be one great people of God. Now the feast and celebration, all of creation sings for joy to the God of life and love and freedom, praise and glory forevermore. Power and riches, wisdom and might, all honor and glory is Christ forever. Now the feast and celebration, all of creation sings for joy to the God of life and love and freedom, praise and glory forever. For God has come to dwell with us, to make us people of God, to make all things new. Now the feast and celebration, all of creation sings for joy to the God of life and love and freedom, praise and glory forevermore.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, your sovereign purpose brings salvation to birth. Give us faith to be steadfast amidst the tumults of this world, trusting that your kingdom comes and your will is done through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Be seated, and with the children, please come forward. Good morning. Hey, good morning. I have something in this bag that I think you would like. What do you think it is?
Cake or either brownies.
Chocolate cake or brownies. You are right. It is Ghirardelli double chocolate brownies with chocolate chips. Wow. And I wanted to tell you a little story that's associated with this box. And it deals, I have grown up children now, very grown up. But when they were your age, if Miss Nan was fixing a plate of brownies, a pan of brownies in the oven and they were cooking, you know what would happen? It didn't matter where we were all over the house, suddenly both boys and me, we're in the kitchen because we could smell them. Have you ever smelled brownies cooking? You have a question?
Did I eat them all at one time?
No, she wouldn't let us do that. We wanted to eat them all at one time, but no, she wouldn't let us do that. We'd have to eat just the one or two, but they were so good when they were warm and fresh out of the oven, and oh, you couldn't beat it. And you could smell it cooking all over the house, and that smell just drew us there, and we'd stand around the oven, and we'd say, how much longer till they're ready? Have you ever done that? Yeah, and you're like, how much longer till they're ready? And she'd say, 15 minutes, and that would seem like forever, doesn't it? Yeah. It would seem like forever. So we would wait and wait and wait. And it was so hard to wait. So what I really want to talk about today is not brownies, but waiting. Because in just a few minutes, you're going to hear in several of our lessons, it's going to talk about the end of the world. And we're waiting and waiting and waiting for Jesus to come back. You have to be patient. And we also have to trust. We know that we belong to Jesus and that no matter what, there's a sweet reward at the end. Okay? And that's what we're thinking about today. That Jesus is ours and we belong to Jesus. And no matter what, he will always care for us. All right, let's have a prayer, please. Dear Jesus, we thank you for your love. And thank you that no matter what happens, no matter when it happens, we are yours. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
The first lesson is a reading from Daniel. At that time, Michael, the great prince, the protector of your people, shall arise. There shall be a time of anguish such as never occurred since nations first came into existence. But at that time, your people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book. Many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Second lesson is a reading from Hebrews. Every priest stands day after day at his service, offering again and again the same sacrifices that can never take away sins. When Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God, and since then has been waiting until his enemies would be made a footstool for his feet. For by a single offering he has perfected for all time those who are sanctified. And the Holy Spirit also testifies to us, for after saying, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write them on their minds." He also adds, "I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more." Where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer any offering for sin. Therefore, my friends, since we have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtains, that is, through the flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us approach with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful. And let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. The word of the Lord.
Strength to stand before the Son of Man. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 13th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. As Jesus came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings." Then Jesus asked him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down." When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will this be, and what will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished?" Then Jesus began to say to them, "Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is still to come. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. This is but the beginning of the birth pangs." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. A young paratrooper was learning to jump, and he was given the following instructions. First, jump when you are told. Second, count to 10 and pull the ripcord. Third, in the unlikely event that it doesn't open, pull the second chute open. And fourth, when you get down, a truck will take you back to the base. Well, the plane ascended up to the proper height. The men started peeling out, and the young paratrooper jumped when he was told. He counted to 10 and pulled the cord, but the chute failed to open. He proceeded to the backup plan. The second chute also failed to open. "Oh, great," he said. "When I get down, I suppose the truck won't be there either." We've all had those days when things go wrong. Jesus said, "Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down." It's not the way we learned it, and certainly not the way we tell it to our children or grandchildren today. But when fairy tales were originally written, they were frequently very honest about the harshness and difficulties that life sometimes offers. For example, Cinderella was first orphaned, then enslaved before she tried on the glass slipper that changed her world. Also, in the traditional story of Sleeping Beauty, a fairy who was not invited to a party for the baby's birth put a curse on Sleeping Beauty, namely that at the age of 16 she would prick her finger and die. A good fairy changed the curse so that Sleeping Beauty didn't die, and instead she was placed in a deep sleep only to be awakened by the kiss of a prince. But even then, Sleeping Beauty slept for 100 years before she arrived at Happily Ever After. During that prolonged sleep, her relatives mourned, and her mother died of a broken heart. The Brothers Grimm concluded the original story with these honest words. They lived happily ever after, as they always do in fairy tales. Not quite so often, however, in real life. Not quite so often in real life. Jesus said, not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down. The disciples were staring at the marvelous architecture of the temple in Jerusalem, agog at its grandeur and beauty when Jesus said it. But Jesus was talking about a lot more than buildings at the time. He was also talking about how so often we live in the rubble of life, amidst shattered dreams and hopes, stumbling over the detritus of family relationships torn apart, wending our way among collapsed cornices of the life we were trying to build and thought we had until it came crashing down. Wondering how we ended up with a world of fear and terrorism and violence and shootings and distrust and rancor and prejudice. Bracing ourselves against the winds and rains of storms that we have never saw coming and aren't sure we can survive. Happily ever after sometimes seems so far away, and the fairy tale lives we hoped for seem so very grim. Over the past few years, Jim Cantore has become known for being the representative of the Weather Channel whenever and wherever the weather will be the fiercest. I've seen numbers of jokes about what to do if you see Jim Cantore, and most of them have something to do with running the other way because something bad is about to happen. And so often it does seem like we've seen Jim Cantore in our lives as one parachute or another doesn't open and the truck not being there isn't really the issue, or when Happily Ever After crashes down into reality. Jesus said, not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down. What Jesus was telling his disciples was that the structures of our world are merely temporary. He invited his followers to look beyond worldly things to see the true foundation of life, the true source of happily ever after. Listen to these phrases from Psalm 16, our psalm today. Protect me, O God. For I take refuge in you. I have said to the Lord, you are my Lord, my good above all other. O Lord, you are my portion and my cup. It is you who uphold my lot. I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel. My heart teaches me night after night. I have set the Lord always before me. Because God is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. My heart, therefore, is glad, and my spirit rejoices. My body also shall rest in hope, for you will not abandon me to the grave, nor let your Holy One see the pit. You will show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy, and in your right hand are pleasures forevermore. We don't have to fear, Jim Cantore. For the stones of this world will crumble, but our foundation is in Christ, and Christ never will. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Faithful God, you promised to dwell among us. Strengthen us now through your word and sacrament and our fellowship together, that we may stand for hope amidst life's trials and victories. May we shine with your light for all the world to see. Lord, in your mercy. Creating God, we are thankful for all the blessings that you give in your love. You fill our lives to overflowing with your goodness and grace. May we use the blessings that you shower on us so that we are a blessing to others in your name. Lord, in your mercy. Healing God, you enfold your children in tender care. Be with and bless all those who have suffered in the face of the fires in California. Comfort the troubled, sustain the weary, and heal the sick, that all may know your presence. Where we are unsettled in life, give us your peace. Be with all your children, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy. Steadfast God, continue to lead this congregation. Bless us in your work and give us a new vision of your kingdom. Fill us with your Spirit so that we do not grow weary in serving our neighbors. Open our eyes to need and open our hands to help. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray. Creator God, you made everything.
And you provide for every need. The bread we break and the wine we pour come from you. As we eat and drink with thanksgiving, fill us with your love. Let that love flow through us to others and join us to the saints before us in a holy and boundless communion. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right
to give our thanks and praise. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy are you, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy God, you created a world in which all might be satisfied by your abundance. You dined with Abraham and Sarah, promising them life, and fed your people Israel with a manna from heaven. You sent your Son to eat with sinners and to become bread for the world. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life given for us and his rising from the grave, we await his coming again to share with us the everlasting feast. By your Spirit, nurture and sustain us with this meal. Strengthen us to serve all in hunger and want, and by this bread and cup make of us the body of your Son. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you. body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. Sovereign God, in this meal you give us a foretaste of the great feast to come. Let us keep us faithful to you that we, with all your saints, may at length celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you.
Pastor, would you come and please lead us in prayer?
Let us pray. Almighty God, we come before you now as your family gathered. We have gathered in worship and praise. You have fed and nourished us. We thank you for your presence among us. Continue to lead us and fill us with vision and zeal for your calling. May we be your people, held in your arms of love and grace always. Amen.
Our first order of business is going to be next year's council. Do I have any nominees to add to the list? If I have no additional nominees, would someone please move to close the nominations? Thank you, Steve. Can I get a second? Thank you, Connie. Would the ushers please pass out the ballots? You need to vote for 3 adults and the 2 youths. And when you've finished your ballot, if you'll please raise your hands, the ushers will recollect them. In the meantime, I would like to thank the teller team for counting for us. It's led by Paul Austin. And we'd like to thank Varna for being our parliamentarian. Does anyone still have a ballot that needs to be picked up? Our next order of business is to review and approve the spending plan that was submitted. Finance Committee has worked very hard on putting this together, and Council has looked at it and approved the presentation of it to you. It shows us with a going into next year, the budget proposed will have a $10,000 deficit. Do I have a motion to approve the accept the spending plan?
I so move.
Okay, and we have a second. Is there any other discussion? Well. Okay.
Got a mic. Okay. Name's Herbert McKinney. I just noticed that we had staff salaries down here. I just want it clarified who's included in the staff salaries.
All of the staff, Pastor, Jim, Julie, Debbie, and Herb. Did I miss anybody?
Jonathan. Well, whoever replaces Jonathan
will be. Right, and the vacant position of Sarah's will be added in. But for right now, the salary is in for Jonathan through
July.
Are there any other questions? Tony?
Yeah, I always thought, and I know that the budget is really a mission statement of the congregation. So someone not a member of the congregation looking at that might say, why is there nothing for evangelism and for long range planning? I think I know the answer, but maybe folks don't.
I think the funding for those are primarily for committees, and the committees are operating as volunteers. And so there's no funding in the spending plan, but should there be a need, I'm sure there will be either an appeal or there'll be more ways to get the funding for that. That answer satisfactory, Tony? Thank you.
Anyone else? Can I have a motion to approve the 2019 spending plan? Okay, we have a motion from Kayla. Can I have a second? So the all in favor of approving the spending plan, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Spending plan is approved. While we are waiting for the ballots to be counted, we are going to be hearing from the tech team on what they're working on and what some of the ideas are that they have for our future.
Kayla,
are you?
Oh.
Kayla and Charlotte.
So those of you who may not be familiar, we have convened a technology team made up of several members from the congregation. If you are on the technology team, if you'll just please stand. Yeah. So we've got Bill Neumeyer and Brian Crooks. We also have Angie Braun and Ms. Todd Anderson as well. Did I leave anybody off, Bill?
That's right.
And Pastor Gary sits with us as well. So our goal was to look at where Redeemer currently sits with technology and then where we can move from here, whether it's something in response to a need or something we could brainstorm that maybe hasn't been brought up as a need but that would be helpful or would be beneficial for the congregation and for Redeemer. You've all seen in the Go and Serve as well as the Crossroads that we are currently asking for survey responses. If you have not responded to the survey, guess what? We've got some paper copies for you this morning. So if you have not responded and you would like to go ahead and do that this morning, we have those and we'd be happy to pass those out and you can just use the pencils in your pew to respond to those surveys, and then we'll collect those. In addition to the survey, though, what we've asked for are some input on specific things as well as general feedback. But aside from that, our team has already started looking at things we can move forward on outside of the survey. One of those is the Wi-Fi connectivity. And so we've been in conversations with Alex, who is works with Redeemer in various capacities with the internet and the Wi-Fi. And then also Joe Leonardi has been helpful in some of his resources. So we are aware, as I'm sure all of you are, that the Wi-Fi connectivity is not always the strongest or it doesn't provide the fastest speed. And so we are working through that ahead of the survey. Bill, am I leaving anything out? Or Brian, good? So we were asked to fill this time while they were counting the ballots, but I went through my list quickly and it's a fun committee. If anybody has any input or anything, we actually spoke about that at sometimes. Yes, ma'am.
Can I have Charlotte help me with my cell phone call away?
Absolutely. Call 911, so just be prepared and let them know what your emergency is. Cuteness overload. When you are finished, if you do finish it while we're still together, you can just let us know and we'll collect that. There's also a box on the table by the front door to turn those completed surveys in. The paper copies are available if you are having trouble accessing the survey or you just prefer paper, but it is also available online. Some of the things that we have thought about as a team and we've discussed are some pretty exciting opportunities for Redeemer. One of those is called T-Coil, and T-Coil is short for telecoil, and it is a technology that assists those who need hearing assistance. And so it uses our speaker system to connect wirelessly to those hearing devices and provides more clarity and a higher volume for those who might need more than just what our speaker system can provide. It's something that was brought to our attention as new and upcoming technology. So that's one of the innovative things that we're determining what the need would be for Redeemer, what expenses would be correlated with that. I think some of the other things we've talked
about. Wireless mics in there.
So we have the wireless mic that we're using in here today, but we've talked about what that would look like back in our fellowship hall area. The Wi-Fi, the wireless mics, the T-coil. We have also discussed, as you can see in the survey, if there's a need for live streaming for our worship service. There are recordings available on our webpage to listen after the fact, but we've discussed if the live streaming. So we will be correlating those responses to the survey. Some of them we are already able to provide quick answers for. Some of them we might say, can you tell us a little bit more about what you meant in your response? And so on that part where it asks for your name, that's helpful for us if you have a response that we think is a good idea or that we're not sure of what that would look like. And we might ask you for a little bit more information or if you have a suggestion that you've seen in other situations. Where are we on the ballots? Yes, ma'am.
For live stream, what would that involve? Would it be a camera that we would use every Sunday?
So we are in the very early exploration of that. I think our first step is using the survey to gauge the interest. Our next step would be to reach out and source different pieces of information. So ask for quotes, and that would be the question we would ask. What is the hardware that would be required? What is the software? Are there concerns about it interfering or distracting from our service as far as the placement of whatever hardware needs to be installed? So those aren't questions we have answers to yet, but when we start that part of the exploration, that information will be collected was out sick, the church that Jeremy and Sarah attend had live streaming. And so he was able to log onto their website and watch the service and watch Jeremy and Sarah walk in and have a seat in their usual seat. And then the service concluded and they were sending him a message to say, did you watch it? And he was actually still watching. So there's a little bit of a delay there. That comes with different pieces of the technology and the capacity of streaming, as well as any rights that have to go with that. Which also brings up another component of the live streaming is that when we have our music here in the congregation and during our service, we purchase rights and licenses for that sheet music and for those of us who are here receiving that music. When you move to live streaming, there are some other considerations with that. So it's a little bit more than just the, that's a great idea, you know, we put a camera in the back, it's not distracting. So those are pieces that we have to ask questions and figure out how other churches do it. Pastor Gary has shared, the ELCA has some resources they send out pretty quarterly about technology in church, and he shared just at our last meeting earlier this month some of those resources. Yes, ma'am. Other questions? I will say one of the pieces of feedback we received on the survey already was about the website. So you may have noticed in the Go and Serve that information, and that was helpful for us, but even more helpful, somebody clarified for us that it wasn't an old website, but maybe some outdated pieces of information. So those kind of feedback, those are helpful because now we can sit down and say, okay, that's a different problem. That's not a website problem, that's a content remedy. And so as the tech team, we've already spoken briefly and said at our next meeting, we'll get together and see who does the updating of the information for Redeemer and if that's something the tech team needs to pick up or if there's a system that we can make that less, when we're smarter, not harder. And so with staff, we don't want to say, oh yeah, who's willing to take this on? So finding information like that and getting it corrected. Others? I don't sing or dance well, so I'm sorry that the entertainment ends there. Yeah.
Maybe we should have electronic voting this
time. Vote by text?
Yeah. Sure.
They do it at Assembly. Well, the Assembly they have.
Yeah. That on our list.
Yeah, I'll write that one down. Also, so if you have already completed your survey and suddenly a thought comes to you, whether it's because of where we are in a process, like today with what Bill just suggested on the voting solution, or if something else comes to you, you visit a congregation or you hear from a friend at a congregation something they do, and you have additional feedback, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. As I said, myself, Bill, Brian, Todd Anderson, as well as Angie Braun and Pastor Gary. So if it's easiest to just get that note to Pastor Gary, he can share with the committee if you have any thoughts.
Almost.
Okay. Or a time frame, we are looking at the things that we can go ahead and do and maybe that would be most impactful, for example, Wi-Fi connectivity. We didn't feel that was something we needed to survey and say, hey, do you guys also have trouble with it? Because pretty consistently, we've shared as a congregation with one another and then those of us on the team have recognized that. So that time frame is shorter because we see the issue, we're working with Alex, who again is someone that works with Redeemer with our internet and various other capacities, and with Joe's resources that he has with his work. So that's something we're working more quickly on. As opposed to, for example, the teak oil, that has a lot more discovery exploration left, and the live streaming based on the survey results might be something that there's a high interest in the congregation, so that would be moved to the what's next. So, I believe Diane says we're good. We're good. Thank you.
consideration and was willing to serve on council. Our three new council members are Teresa Courtney, Diane Hunt, and Lee Thomas, and of course the two youth, Zach and Kenny. Now I would like a motion to adjourn this meeting. I need a motion. Could I have a second? Carol made a second. All in favor of adjourning, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We'll let Pastor pray and then you can go eat.
It's always one of the best times because you all want me to come pray so you can go eat quick. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we do give you thanks for your presence among us and this family here. Continue to bless this congregation in your love and in your zeal for mission. Bless the food that you have placed before us that we may be strengthened always to serve you in your love. Amen.
And they'll bring your speech in the hymn bell room.
Whatever you can carry.